So here we are today, another Anatta That Matters, because all conversations matter, the ones outside of yourself, inside of yourself, and everywhere else. And today I have the lovely Becky Hunt with me. Hello, Becky.
Hello, lovely to be here.
Yes, very nice. And I love these because it fascinates me how women start their business, like what their triggers are, what their experience was, and how they've got to where they are, no matter where they are. Because, of course, we've all been on that journey, that kind of journey where it's a bit icky or a bit fabulous and everything in between. So I'm not even going to try and introduce you. Let you do it. So why don't you introduce yourself to people watching and listening?
So hello, I'm Becky, and I have a homeware business that I started about 10 years ago. I did belatedly a design degree. I didn't go to university till I was about 30, and I got a job, my first job. Oh, so I did a graphic design degree, and then my first job was in greeting cards, designing birthday cards and Christmas cards, and it's a lovely job, really nice thing to do. And yeah, I found myself getting a bit stuck, and I felt like I couldn't progress in the way I wanted to, and I also felt like I was very pigeonholed into this is what I do, this is your job. And I was like, well, hang on a minute, I want to try something else now. So I tried to get a job as a homeware designer, and nobody would give me a job because they're so get so many applications, you know, they give it to the person that's got the relevant experience. So I just thought, right, if you won't give me a job, I shall give myself a job.
Oh, well, good for you. And good. And has it been good for you? Like, I love that.
It's been incredible. Had I known what it would have been like, I don't know whether I would have done it, to be honest. I would have been so scared and gone, oh my goodness me. And it's been incredible at the same time, and still is, and will continue to be. It has opened up a whole world of personal growth and development, and me understanding myself and who I want to be and what I really want and what brings me joy, what makes me happy, why do I want to get up in the morning, what do I want my day to look like. And yeah, it's and then the people that I've met as well along the way, doing all sorts of things, like, you know, doing things like this and meeting other inspiring people, and who different levels of their business and different kinds of businesses. Oh, it's just amazing.
That sounds great. What is your day? What is a day in the life of Becky as a homeware designer? So do you manufacture? So yeah, what is your day?
So I design all of my own patterns. So one of them behind me. So I paint them all, then I scan them in and I send them off to the printer. And to start with, I get them digitally printed, which is amazing because it means you can have really small quantities of fabric, which is really good when you're starting out and you just want to make a few, because investing in your stock is expensive. So you can just buy, you know, a bit of fabric. And then I made everything myself as well, the aprons, the tea towels, the napkins. Now I'm dealing with bigger quantities, I get the printers to make them for me, which is really nice. It's one less job for me to do.
I've got this vision of you in a back room somewhere sewing away, like I've just got this vision of sore fingers, and it probably wasn't far off.
Well, it was like that. I did the Country Living Christmas event one year, and it was literally like that. I had my whole, I don't know, I decided about six or five months beforehand, and my sister said, right, come on, Becky, go big or go home, you know. And I was like, right, okay. So I worked out how much stock I needed to make, and it was literally like, I have to make 20 tea towels today and 10 aprons tomorrow. And, you know, and then I got my mum to come visit me, and she was sewing, and my sister came and she was sewing.
A family production line. Oh, so it really was like that. Yeah. It's funny how the origins of our business, isn't it? Like my first ever business was 20 years ago, so 2002. And I used to sell sugar-free and low-carb products. I used to import from all over the world. And I remember the time when I sat in my house, I did this from my house, and there was not a square inch in my house that I could breathe in. There was boxes piled high at the lounge. It was just like a tunnel to the TV. I brought the bed into the lounge. So I was literally living in this tiny little area, and then an alleyway to the kitchen. There was no tables. And I just look back and like, why didn't you just get a warehouse sooner? Like, what were you waiting for? I said, some of the things you were probably thinking, why didn't I do this earlier? Why didn't I get help? Like, we're so... so have to keep everything as contained and small and kind of
and it's that, well, it's when I think it's that keeping things safe, isn't it, you know, and doing that next big thing is just a little bit scary. So what I've learned to do is work with myself, so that when I'm like, all right, this is a bit scary, so I'm like, okay, and I know I need to do my breathing, I need to go and meditate, I need to go for a walk with a friend, you know, I've got sort of various different things that I do all of the time to keep myself in a good place, basically.
I read your application form for this was the most comprehensive I've seen in that information of how you keep yourself afloat, essentially, how you keep yourself in that right mindset. And it's really admirable, Becky, because most people don't even know they're not in the right mindset anyway, let alone getting themselves back into one. So at what point did you think things are not as they should be? I need to get some help or do something different. How did you get into that?
Yeah, so about 2019, I realized that if I actually was serious about having my business as a business, proper business that I could earn some money and, you know, live off, I needed a mentor. So I started looking for someone. I needed someone to show me, because I had the design background, but I didn't have the business background. So I found a mentor on Instagram and followed her, and I really liked the way she spoke and communicated. And so it all sort of grew from there. And I did, you know, various, like, started off on her, like, cheap. She did like something for £10. So I did that course, you know, and then I thought, right, okay, this is great. I'm learning things, you know, I really like this. And so then I did her next thing. And then, so it was almost a year of doing a few things with her, and then the pandemic hit and I just signed up to do this much more intensive course with her, which worked out really well for me, because I still do work part-time, and at that point I was working full-time, so it meant, and I was furloughed from my job, so it meant I had 4 months to devote myself to that. And she talked a lot about mindset, and I was like, oh, this so makes sense for me. And I know that I just know for me, I get really anxious, and I'm such a people pleaser. This is my thing, you know. I was taught to everybody else first. You make sure everybody else is okay, and then if you've got a tiny bit of energy left, you might consider yourself.
You're not alone. Most of the women I coach have got that. In fact, I just ran a whole session on imposter syndrome, as in, I'm not important enough, it shouldn't be me, why should it be, like, which is definitely comes from that. And, you know, I don't hear this. I coach women, women and men, believe it or not. I know all my business says she enjoys, but men come, can I come and be coached? And they don't have this so much. They unblock it and unlock it and off they go, whereas women, we seem to sit in it for a long, long time.
And it's really challenging and really hard, because what I've learned is that for me to be my best self and really enjoy my life and running my business, I need to look after myself. So it continually challenges me to go, oh my gosh, this feels really wrong. But no, I know that I need to do this if I want to, you know, get to the next step. And it's so counterintuitive, isn't it? Because the more we don't look after ourselves, the less great we feel, and the less we can do for other people.
Well, and the less valuable, because if we're not valuing ourselves, we expect other people to. So a lot of money mindset and pricing problems and all of that kind of stuff, like earning potential, comes from not putting yourself first. Because if you don't, no one else will. Like, if you don't believe you're the best thing since sliced bread, no one's buying the sandwich. They're just not. So yeah, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, unfortunately. But like I say, most people, a lot of people don't know they're in that cycle. So well done.
The first thing is to notice, isn't it? To know that, have that piece of information, and then that gives you the choice, doesn't it? I mean, the mindset stuff for me just gives me choices. which you don't have if you don't do it, because you just operate autopilot.
It changes, like you can't do mindset stuff, I know, because obviously I do it all day long, without there being change of some description, because if you then know and then you don't choose it, then you're choosing not to change. So it becomes like a, once you've opened that box, people say, once I've opened the Pandora box of personal development, like it's like, oh my god, it's never ending. And it really is. So
and it's also so rewarding though, isn't it? Because what then when you see, for me, it just makes me feel so much happier, more content, you know, more like, oh my gosh, yeah, you know, and it gives you the control, enables you to take, you know, I see where I'm giving away responsibility to other people and letting them decide for me, and I'm like, oh, hang on a minute, I want that back, that's mine.
Can't have it anymore. You've had it for the last 20 years, but you're not having it now. I'm having it back. Yeah. And then actually training the people around you that you've changed. That's a tricky one as well. So it sounds like.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that's quite interesting, isn't it? Because some people are quite like interested in it, and other people are just like, oh, no, no.
So. Because the people, we show people who we are, and then when we change, they're like, well, we don't like that. No, we don't like change. We're like, well, what's that about? So how do you decide what you're going to put? So I'm looking at this print, and for those that can't see this, if you want to see it, go off to the YouTube or any of my socials. But how do you decide what prints? So how you, like, do you get inspiration from inside of yourself or outside? How do you create something?
My ideas come to me almost like visions, really. They just pop into my head. It's about, yeah, I love being outside and in nature, so I love going for walks, and with a friend or without a friend, or just being outside. I find it really freeing. It makes me feel really free and liberated, and giving myself that space, all of these ideas that just then pop into my head, and I get so many more ideas that I can actually action,
you know. So, you're in the shower going, oh, I know what I could do, and then rushing out and trying to sketch things. That's when I get all my, well, most of us do actually, I think, when we haven't got a pad or pen, or we haven't got anything to keep the information on, it's like, oh, that's the best idea ever.
Yeah, so I always like to have a notebook with me if I can, you know, so I can just, yeah, even if it's just writing a couple of words, or I send myself an email, you know, if I haven't got a notebook, and so that I was just a couple of words to remind me of, yeah, because I have so many more ideas. And then it's about learning that, you know, actually, some, you know, will eventually come through the line, because with products, it does take a while for things to actually be produced, you know, and being okay with all of that. So,
yeah. Are you working like 6 months in advance? So like in, you know, at Easter, working on Christmas and stuff, like, yeah, I've got a friend.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So planning for Christmas now. Yeah. Cause yeah.
Feels a bit odd. It's a long way to wait till Christmas, isn't it? Like in the beginning of the year. So, who buys your things? So who's your kind of target audience? What's your
purpose? I think women like me, women who love their home, you know, for me, the kitchen is the heart of my home. It's kind of a cozy, happy, safe space. And I just love, it doesn't always happen, you know, walking into my kitchen and it's all clean and tidy, and I've got my lovely apron and tea towel and oven gloves waiting for me. And I find cooking quite meditative. And I also like to sort of go foraging. And the other day I went and got some wild garlic and made some wild garlic pesto. And I put all of those sorts of things on my socials and my blog as well. So, you know, see what I'm up to. And it's just, for me, it's just a lovely space to be in, and so I want lovely things in it, which
sounds nice. That's delicious. I love eating. I find that really therapeutic. And my wife does all the cooking, so she probably feels the same about her kitchen. Like, if I try and rearrange anything, it's like, what are you doing with that? It's like, what will we both do? It's like, I don't mind you, she wouldn't come across to my office and start rearranging things or my training room. So I'm assuming it's the same kind of feeling. We own our spaces, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a space where, you know, you can express yourself and be, you know, be yourself. So and it's where you go.
Do you do things to order? Do you, like, does someone say, oh, I want, can I have that print on that thing? And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can do special orders if that's what people want. Yeah.
And I wonder what your minimum quantities are, because when I got married, which, like, I wanted some really nice things. And God, it was really hard. It was really hard to find well-produced things. I could have had real kind of homemade-y kind of crafty things stuck on things. I didn't really like that as a concept. But yeah, I found it really hard to find things that were bespoke to me to have created.
Okay. Well, I can do quite small quantities. It just, the smaller the quantity, the more expensive it is per item.
Sure. Wish I'd met you then, though. So that's, yeah. And of course, as businesses, we always want things. We want merchandise things. So yeah, there's not quite all that, do you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Get in touch with me via my website. And yeah, I'm really happy to talk to anybody who wants to, yeah.
You do sound really happy with your business, Becky. You sound like it's you and the business are in a good place. So what's next? What's the next step? What happens? What happens?
Yeah, what's next? So the next step for me is being more visible, I think. So doing things like this, I've signed up for another interview with somebody else, doing a podcast, and yeah, just being more visible and telling more people about my lovely business. And yeah, because it's just, I feel like it's really kind of, I've got the look now. I recently changed my website this year in January. I redesigned it, and I've got this fantastic photographer who takes my photographs for me. We work really well together. I do all the creative direction and tell her the sort of look I'm going for. And oh, they are such fun. You know, I go shopping for props, like, you know, oh, it's just
now you're talking my language. Shopping. Yeah, no, that sounds great.
You know, and then you can create these amazing looks and feel, and I it just feels like it's really coming together for me now with my business. And yeah, so just getting more visible and becoming bigger and doing more events. I do quite a lot of events between sort of September and Christmas, because that's when most people are sort of doing their Christmas shopping, and they go really well for me.
I'd like to ask you where most of your sales come from. So events, how else do people find your website? What's your business?
Yeah, so online, and then following me on my socials through Instagram and YouTube and Facebook, and yeah, following me. And like I say, you know, like, so I'll go wild garlic picking, and then I'll show you how to make wild garlic pesto or scones, or, you know, give you my latest recipe. Sign up to my mailing list. That's a really good thing to do, because I'll always have, you know, try and have lots of nice things in there, as well as telling you about my latest products and things that are coming out.
So. Well, lovely. And so you can do all those things with Becky on the link that's underneath this. And I'm sure she would love you to follow and to find and to buy and to enjoy and all those things. And it's truly lovely to interview somebody who has true joy. Like, I can really feel it coming out of you, like you really love what you're doing. Oh, so many times I interview or I coach women who are in the wrong jobs or in the wrong business. They went into something because they felt they had to, or because there was a need for it, rather than a joy for it. And that really shines through. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think it's all about doing what you actually really want to do. It's about creating the life that you really want to live.
100%. So many aren't brave. So as I say, you know, I don't say these things lightly if you've watched any other interviews, but I can really feel it from you. You know, I wish you all the best with everything you're doing. And please do feel free to post, you know, around Christmas or whenever you're in your big sales spurt into my socials. And,
thank you so much. Yeah, lovely.
Well, full of women. And basically, we love to buy things that we don't want to be sold to, but we love to buy things.
So yeah. And if anybody's got any questions, you know, please do get in contact with me. Ask me. I'm really happy to, you know, to answer any questions that anyone's got.
Brilliant. Thank you. Have you got any questions for me?
No, apart from the fact that I want to come to your networking events. And
you can indeed, last Wednesday of every month. So you've missed it. It was today, actually. So I know this recording will go out in a few weeks' time, so I'll be very confused by that. But yeah, it is the last Wednesday of every month. So yeah, I look forward to seeing you there. Very well. We have good fun, and I do some deep structure stuff, so a bit different to just networking. So it's a nice combination. So yeah, you'll be very welcome there. I look forward to seeing
you. Yeah, so that's on my list. So next month I'll be there.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for being here with me, Becky.
Thank you so much.